Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Spend a little time with Paula as she talks to her fans, makes some great dishes, helps with cooking problems, and she even gives some useful tips on how to make cooking easier and a whole lot more fun. Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. If you have any questions or would like to talk to Paula, please send an email to podcast@pauladeen.com. Now, let's join Paula and see what's cooking today.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula today. You know, I get requests from girls all over the U.S. and guys. Well, I got an email from a friend of mine, Brenda, and she lives in Minnesota. She may not want me to tell her last name, but it's Taylor. So she sent me an email wanting to know if I could turn her on to some good, easy appetizer recipes for her air fryer. And so I decided, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. So I'm going to share with her and with y'all one of my favorite go-to recipes for appetizers for the air fryer. And I'm going to start by putting my gloves on, y'all, because I'm working with jalapenos. And those seeds are hot. And y'all have probably heard me tell the story about we were shooting a show one day and Jamie was on the show with me. And you know how children, they don't want to do what mama says because it makes them look like a boy, I guess. I don't know what they're thinking. But anyway, I said, Jamie, because he was going to slice the jalapenos and de-seed them for me. And I said, Jamie, now you need to wear gloves because you forget, you know, and put your hands places that are hurt. So he wouldn't. He was tougher than that. Well, he did the jalapenos. And he said, just a second, I've got to take a break. I've got to go to the bathroom. Got to run to the restroom. So we said, fine. And he came out of the bathroom. And he asked for some milk. And he set it on fire. So take my advice. When I say wear rubbers, wear rubbers, because they can save you a lot of pain. So I have cut these in two, and just my personal preference, I'm going to need a little spoon. Y'all, my personal preference on making my jalapenos is I like to try to cut the stem down the center too, because I just think it makes a real pretty presentation. So you see all these seeds and veins, y'all, that's where your heat comes from. And so some people, like my husband Michael, he would not want me to remove the seeds, but I have to make these so that everyone can eat them. And that's even questionable because sometimes the jalapeno itself is just hot. So here we go. I'm going to get rid of that vein, scrape that vein out. So there we go. I want every one of them out. And I'm just going to push that to the side, and I'm going to show y'all how I make these. And they are wonderful. I got a plain old breakfast sausage, and I'm going to just fill up one side of this pepper with that. And you can see I'm doing it raw because you won't have any problem, you know, getting that done in the air fryer. So just like that. And then I take me a block of cream cheese. It's hard to work with gloves on, y'all. open my cream cheese, and I'm going to pinch off a little cream cheese, about the same amount of cream cheese as I did the sausage. And you talking about that cream cheese and that sausage, when it gets together and meets, it is so, so good. Now, we're just going to put that back together just like that. Just like that. That's perfect. See the way that just came right back together? So I'm going to take my piece of bacon, and you have to make sure that you use a thin bacon, because if you use a thick, it won't adhere to that pepper, and it'll just want to curl up and do its own thing. So we're just going to take our bacon and just wrap it around just like that, like a mummy style, you know what I mean? And if you're using small jalapenos, you might can even cut your piece of bacon in half. But I like mine meaty. So there you go. I mean, just that easy. And you know you can make these up ahead of time if you feel like you're going to be rushed or in a hurry when it's time to serve these. Just make them up ahead. You could actually go ahead and cook them and then put them back in the air fryer, you know, right before you want to serve them and just, you know, reheat them. This machine reheats so well, y'all. This just runs circles around a microwave because you know how things don't get crisp in a microwave. But this, that hot air, this will crisp it right back up. So I'm going to put this one in here. And I'm going to make one more.
What temperature do you cook that?
And again, I'm going to try to cut this stem down the middle too, because I think presentation is so important. And I really do like to get that just like that. All right, so the same thing here. We're going to de-seed it and de-vein it. You know, there's something about peppers, and I can't remember which it is, but one end of the pepper can be a lot hotter than the other end, and I can't for the life of me remember the reason. But I think it's the closer you get to the stem, the hotter it gets. So anyway, we're ready to do this other one. And like I said, you can prep these early in the day, y'all. Stick them in the refrigerator and then cook them right before your guests get there or as they're coming in. All right. So sausage on this side. So, you know, the sky really is the limit on what you can stuff these with. You can use your imagination. I'm using that soft cream cheese, or you can. I know lots of restaurants you can go in and they'll have cheese-stuffed jalapenos. And they'll use, like, cheddar, like a yellow cheddar. Stuff them with that. Personally, the cream cheese is so much better. So before, if I've ever been in a restaurant and I was looking for stuffed jalapenos and they tell me they're stuffed with cheddar, I won't order them because I like mine. I like mine. And I don't know that I've ever seen this done in any restaurant besides ours. All right, so this one I got stuffed real full. Look at that. That's going to be a good one to grab. Okay. So here we go. Another thin slice of bacon. And I'm going to pull him to make him a little bit thinner. And I'm going to start wrapping. until I've got him completely encased in bacon. That is going to be one yummy pepper. All right. So I'm going to cook these. When I was designing this air fryer, y'all, you know, usually with the small appliance, you get a little booklet, you know, and you have to refer back to that booklet. And normally, if you're like me, you've put it in a drawer, and then you got to scramble to find the drawer that's got the little booklet. And I didn't want y'all to have to do that. I wanted you to just be able to look up top. I came up with icons of the most food, the most ordinary of foods that I feel like everybody will be cooking, like French fries, pizza, muffins, toast. This makes incredible toast. Reheat. And you got a keep warm button on it. All right, vegetables. And this is showing jalapenos. And it tells me to cook that at... it tells me to cook that at 385. So I just think they're so helpful. All right, so they're in there. And this is our temperature. And there's 385 right there. And I'm going to start off, let's see, this recipe, y'all, is in my air fryer cookbook. All right, I'm going to take my rubber gloves off for a second. This recipe you can find in my air fryer cookbook. And it said, let's see, wrap one slice of bacon, place steam rack in the air fryer, place four of the air fryer, set temperature to 400. So this one says 400, and air fry for 4 minutes. And like I said, when you are cooking out of my air fryer book or anybody's air fryer book, you know, the breast you buy at the grocery store may be bigger than the breast that I'm buying at the grocery store. So it's really going to have to be up to you to adjust how long you're going to cook. But I'm going to set this one on the 4 minutes, just like it says. And that should be about right there. And I'm going to go ahead and kick it up to 400. And then we're going to turn them over and cook them for four more minutes. So 8 minutes total. So I'm going to be watching those. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, hopefully we will have some wonderful sausage and cream cheese stuffed jalapenos.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
So, Brenda, I promised I was going to show you an easy go-to appetizer for kind of unexpected guest. And if you don't have these things, you can run the grocery store knowing you're going to be able to find them. It's the sausage and cream cheese stuffed jalapenos. And you remember I told you I love to try to cut that stem down the middle because I think it just helps me get a handle on things. So look at that, how that cooked up in that air fryer. It looks and smells delicious. And I think we wound up cooking them about 8 to 10 minutes. So like I said, you have to use some some kitchen knowledge to adjust for your size of jalapenos or your size of breast or your size of a potato. So I'm going to taste this for you, Brenda, and make sure it's good enough for you, okay? It's good enough for you, girl. Make sure you try it. Yum.
Say bye.
Oh. Fargo. The director just told me to say bye. I forgot. I was floating in my jalapeno. It's not hot at all because I took the seeds out, you know. Bye.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Spend a little time with Paula as she talks to her fans, makes some great dishes, helps with cooking problems, and she even gives some useful tips on how to make cooking easier and a whole lot more fun. If you have any questions or would like to talk to Paula, please send an email to podcast@pauladeen.com. Join Paula and see what's cooking today.